You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate. Welcome, everyone. I am your host, Marty Murphy, and I am excited to have yet another show for you today. And we're going to be doing more tapping. But before we get started, I want to give you an interesting fact about what happened today, August 22nd, back in 1848. The state that I currently live in, New Mexico, was annexed into the United States. And I thought this was so interesting to find out that there was blunt spokesmen who went so far as to suggest that the United States had made a bad bargain in annexing New Mexico. Some years after the Civil War, General William T. Sherman, who heartily disliked our arid country here and the people of the Southwest, was quoted as saying, "The United States ought to declare war on Mexico and make it take back New Mexico." And there was another spokesperson who said, "The country and the people are so unlike the rest of the United States that they seem to have a poor chance of adjusting to the militant demands of American patriotism and economic nationalism." And I have to say, I love New Mexico, and I love that we are considered so unique. And New Mexicans, like most pioneers, were accustomed to living by luck and hope, and they possess some firm traits of character often overlooked by the American newcomers that came in that promised to see them through the hard times of their territorial days. And I feel like that energy still exists here in the state that I've lived in for over 21 years, and I am happy to call New Mexico home, because it keeps us more of that wild and free land that is so part of the New Mexico culture. So with that said, I want to get right into the show. My intention for this show today is to give you helpful information to assist you along your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love, and to move you from burned out to fired up. So the million-dollar question to ask yourself, in case you're wondering if this applies to you, is, if I could do anything with my work life without any limitations on me, would I be doing the job, the career, or the business that I am doing right now? And if your answer is yes, yay, that's great. I would love to hear your story. So please email me at info@martymurphy.com. If your answer is no, then join me for these shows so you can hear great content along with true stories of those who have been there and done that, so that you too can find possibility and believability again, the belief that you too can free yourself to do the meaningful work that you love. And my guest on the show today is Chris Lees, and Chris has embarked on this journey herself into this EFT world, and she is in the process of receiving her certification training from Carol Look's Abundance Coaching Program. She is a successful realtor and resides in my birth state, Missouri, and I'm happy to have Chris with me today to tap together on the topic for the show that I titled, Bummer, Quitting My Job Seems Like a Pipe Dream. And before we get started tapping, I want to give my personal plug for Chris. She is a thoughtful, compassionate, successful businesswoman who, like many of us, is desiring to pursue her passion. And she is in the midst of doing just that. And she's graciously agreed to be with me today on the show to assist all of you in learning more about the emotional component that arises when we move into our passionate purpose and begin breaking ties with our current path. So welcome, Chris.
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. I'm so happy you're here with me today. And I want to, as I introduce you to our audience, could you please tell them, how did you get involved in this work, the EFT world?
Sure. I got involved in the work after years of being on a path looking for that one thing or that one technique that would help me move through my stuff and better my life. I went to workshops, I read books, I had different tools, and some of those techniques I have brought forward with me and other ones did not resonate. But a few years ago, a friend of mine introduced me to tapping, and I was really intrigued by it, so I did some research on it, and I found that a lot of well-known people were doing tapping, and they were talking about it. So I started doing some of the tapping, and I could tell that it was different from anything else that I had experienced. And through that time, I came across something that Carol Look had written, and I loved it, so I signed up for her newsletter, and I signed up for her emails, and I started getting that information. And I started following some of the techniques and some of the tapping that she had, and I could just tell a difference. It wasn't a huge feeling. It was just that slight knowing that this was something very special. And last year is when I decided to do the coaching program starting in January, and I love it. And I feel that I have found that one thing that resonates with me that is moving me through my stuff and also allowing me to have a better life.
Oh, Chris, that's such a great story, and it resonates so wholeheartedly with me. I had that same feeling, like search for years trying to find that one thing, and you put it so well when you said it wasn't like, you know, the clouds parted, the rays of light shone down. It was just this subtle inner knowing that this is different. There's something about this. And I know for myself, too, noticing the subtle changes that over time have just, when you look back, you're like, wow, my life has completely changed from the time before I found tapping to now. So thank you so much for sharing that story. That's great, and it really resonates. So as you continue on this journey and you're getting your coaching certification and you're thinking about, you know, gosh, at some point, you know, I want to release my, you know, I'll call it the day job, even though I know yours entails a lot more hours and night hours as well. What kind of resistance comes up for you around that?
Wow. You know, I would say there's one big one, but it has different components to it. That resistance is fear, and it's fear of starting over in a different career, okay, starting from, you know, the ground and working your way up, the fear of possibly lack, you know, pull back on spending, possibly doing without. I mean, I've grown comfortable where I am, okay, and
right.
also the length of time to build my business, because I know in real estate it takes some time to build your business and get the referrals and work that way. So I keep thinking, you know, I'm comparing that to this, which may or may not be correct or accurate, but I just think, okay, the length of time to build the business. So it's all based on, the way I see it, on fear.
Right. Yeah, and then you bring up the different components that are all like real valid components that I think anyone that's thinking about changing, you know, a career, any part of their life, it's like, whoa, these things are coming up. And so let's do some tapping around this, because I think for our listeners this would be really helpful, because I suspect if there's anyone, you know, listens to this that's thinking about that too, one, if not all of these, are probably resonating with them. So when we talk about the fear, when you think about the fear, and we'll just take one component at a time, so the fear of starting over, if you rate that fear, like when you think about, oh, my God, I got to start over, mm-hmm. how high is the fear, 0 to 10?
You know what? I give it an 8, and it's more on the energy level. It's like I know it takes a lot of, it can take a lot of energy. So I say an 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's going to take a lot of energy to start over. Does that feel accurate?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All righty. So let's start with the tapping. And as always, Chris, we've tapped together before. So, you know, if something pops in your head, feel free to stop me, interrupt me. There are words that I say and a word pops in your head that feels more accurate than what I'm saying, change my words, because your mind's going to feed you the information, as you well know. So karate chop, even though I have this fear. Around starting over again. Am I crazy? This is going to take so much energy. I choose to accept that I feel this way. Even though I have a lot of fear. Around starting over again. I'm comfortable with my life. But I also want to make a change. I choose to accept that I have this conflict. Even though I have this fear. About starting over again. It's going to take me some time. Do I have it in me? Do I have what it takes? To expend all this energy again. I deeply and profoundly accept that I feel this way. Go to the eyebrows. Starting over. Side of the eye. Am I kidding myself? On the eye, I'm very comfortable where I'm at. Under the nose, but I'm also uncomfortable. Chin point. Otherwise, I would not have been looking. Collarbone. But it's going to take a lot of energy. Under the arm. And do I have it in me? Top of the head. It feels tiring thinking about it. Eyebrow. But it's also kind of exciting. Side of the eye. Do I have the energy? Am I really willing to start over? Under the nose. I must be. Chin point. Because I'm taking the steps forward.
because I'm taking the steps forward.
Collarbone, but then this doubt comes in. About starting over. Top the head, and I have this fear. About starting over. Okay, take a deep breath. Anything with that?
Yes. How long it will take really hit, and just that energy. And it is that back and forth where I want it, but I just, what's stopping me is that fear and that, is it going to take a lot of energy and you know, how am I going to get there?
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, so let's tap on the, like, the back and forth, because that's when we have an inner conflict. So it's like, mm-hmm. I have a conflict. Anyone has a conflict, and this is for our listeners too. When you have an inner conflict, everything, yeah, I want it. No, I don't. Then you tend to stay stuck. So if you're feeling stuck in something, it's typically because you have an inner, I call it an inner war, an inner battle going on. Yes, I can. No, I can't. And there's a technique in EFT, argue tapping, which is great for this. I mean, I find it to be really effective. And so we're talking about, yeah, do I have what it takes? Yeah, I want to do it. But, oh, the back and forth, you know, I go back and forth. So does that feel accurate, Chris, to kind of go down that road and address that, oh, it's back and forth. Yeah, I do. No, I don't.
It is, because I want to do it. It's just that fear coming up. And so that's what pulls me back. So it
okay,
is. It's like,
it.
Yes, I want to, and then no, I can't, or I don't, and, you know. So it
okay,
is.
Okay, gotcha.
That mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. All right, so just start on the karate chop again.
Even though I have this fear.
And I have this conflict.
I'm back and forth with this.
I know I want it. But the fear kicks in. And it pulls me back. I accept my feelings no matter what.
Even though I have this fear. And I go back and forth.
No, I
can't.
I choose to accept that I have this conflict. Even though I go back and forth with this. And I see how it keeps me stuck.
I've got this.
But then the fear pulls me back. And I see that it keeps me stuck. I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Go to the eyebrow. I've got this. Side eye. No, I don't. And I, who am I kidding? And I was, I'm scared. Chin point, but I want this. Collarbone, no, I don't. And I am,
It's going to take so much energy.
Top head, but I want to do it anyway. I'm already doing it anyway. Sadiyai, but I'm holding myself back. And I've got this. And I'm, No, I don't. Chin point, I can do this. Collarbone, I'm not so sure. And I'm, I've got this. Top of the head, No, I don't. Okay, take a deep breath. So that's a little of the argue tapping, because that's what goes on inside of our head. Yes, I can. No, I can't. So when we keep tapping on that and we want to get that to a place where it almost sounds ridiculous, it does. You're like, wait, what? So let's check in, Chris. How are you feeling?
That was great. That's exactly what I'm experiencing.
All right. So check in on the fear. Like, just say, I've got this.
I've got this.
How true does that feel? 0 to 10. 10's through the roof. I've totally got it.
10 right in the middle.
Okay.
It'd probably be like a 5. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there's that kind of center spot. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. But so we want to get that up higher where it's like, so as Carol will say, as you lower resistance, you raise your vibration. So we want to lower some more of that resistance. So let's do a little more argue tapping on this, and we're just going to kind of do that sort of back and forth, where it's all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is becoming ridiculous.
Okay.
Because it's the argument that's happening in our head, and when you bring it out to the light and bring it out to the open, it's amazing how all of a sudden somebody will go, whoa, wait, this is silly, but this is what's going on inside my head.
Mm-hmm.
So karate chop. Even though I want this.
Even though I want this.
I really do.
I really do.
I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure.
It's going to take so much work.
It's going to take so much work.
I accept my feelings anyway.
I accept my feelings anyway.
Even though I acknowledge my conflict.
Even though I acknowledge my conflict.
Part of me really wants this.
Part of me really wants this.
And part of me wants to stay comfortable.
And part of me wants to stay comfortable.
And both are valid.
And both are valid.
I honor and accept my feelings now.
I honor and accept my feelings now.
Even though I have this conflict.
Even though I have this conflict.
I want it and I don't.
I want it and I don't.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
Go to the eyebrow. I've got this.
I've got this.
I want this.
I want this.
And I, not really.
Not really.
It's going to take a lot of work.
It's going to take a lot of work.
Chin point. I've got this.
I've got this.
Collarbone. If it's easy.
If it's easy.
On the arm. But can this be easy?
But can this be easy?
Top that. I'm starting over.
Starting over.
Eyebrow. It's going to take time and energy.
It's going to take time and energy.
Side of the eye, can I handle it?
Can I handle it?
Anna, do I really want to start over?
Do I really want to start over?
Anna, nope.
Nope.
Chin point, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Collarbone, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
Under the arm, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Top head, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
Eyebrow, yeah, I want it.
Yeah, I want it.
Side eye, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
It's too much work.
It's too much work.
I know, but I want it anyway.
But I want it anyway.
Chin point, I'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Collarbone, and who says it has to be hard?
And who says it has to be hard?
On the arm, maybe that's just old programming.
Maybe that's just old programming.
Top of the head, maybe it'll be fun.
Maybe it'll be fun.
Eyebrow, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Side of the eye, what if it's not?
What if it's not?
And it's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to be a lot of work.
And what if it doesn't feel like work?
What if it doesn't feel like work?
Chin point, I want this.
I want this.
Collarbone, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Top of the head, I really do.
I really do.
And I'll figure it out.
And I'll figure it out.
Take a deep breath. Anything with that?
Yes, it started feeling ridiculous.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was good. In the middle, I'm like, oh, but, you know, what am I whining about? What am I afraid of? So, yeah.
All right, great.
It's almost like I was thinking it's harder not to do it than to actually be doing it.
Oh, that's awesome, Chris. I like to call that a cognitive shift. So, like, your own mind just comes up with, well, wait, you know, it's probably going to be harder if I don't do it. So your mind all of a sudden makes the shift itself to more of the positive.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's it. So let's check back in, you know, on I have to start over. Say that out loud. I have to start over.
I have to start over.
True.
It doesn't have that charge like it did before. It's like, I know I have to start over. That's a fact. But the emotion behind it is less.
Right. So was it an 8 about the energy? Oh, it's going to take so much energy. Say that. It's going to take so much energy.
It's going to take so much energy.
And that was at an 8. Where is it at now?
I'd say it's like a 6, a 5, 6.
Okay.
In that area.
Gotcha. Anything else come up around that? Like, yeah, it's going to take a lot of energy. It's true. It'll take some energy. Is there anything about, oh, it's going to be hard, you know, it's going to be a lot of work?
It's more like, you know, finding my audience and you know, where do I, and just knowing, you know, knowing those places and finding those people as well.
Got you. So there's some sort of, is it fair to say, like, well, I don't know my niche yet, so, you know, what do I do without a niche? Anything like that?
It is.
Okay.
It is, because it's not, I'm not defined yet as far as my niche.
I'm not defined yet. I like it. Okay. So say that out loud again. I'm not defined yet.
I'm not defined yet.
What's the emotion that comes up when you say that?
It's an 8.
And do you know what the emotion is?
Oh, I'm sorry. The emotion, it's that not knowing. It's almost that being invisible, because you're not defined. You don't, you know, you just really haven't planted your feet, kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So the being invisible stands out for me. And I always check this, and there might be something to it, maybe not. Is there any other time in your life where you're like, yeah, I felt invisible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you don't have to share. You can share whatever you're comfortable with. Anything you want to share around that?
You know, just growing up, I felt invisible around parents.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I think we grew up in the era children should be seen and not heard, and there's all that programming around that. So when you think about that now, like this feeling of being invisible, what's the emotion behind it? Like, I'm not defined yet. I'm still invisible.
You know, I would say there's a lot of emotion. There's anger, you know. There's a little bit of sadness. There's guilt. There's some acceptance, which is kind of weird, but kind of accepting that, you know, that that's the case. And just, it's like, almost like, why? I guess it's not the emotion, but it's like, why do I still feel that you know, there's that invisible component? Why, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. Why? All right, let's check a couple of these. So the anger, if you think about that, like, if even like, God, why do I still feel invisible? That could be maybe frustration, but how's anger? How high is the anger, 0 to 10?
Depends on the day, but I would say.
Right. That's always true.
Yeah. You know, it's like a 6.
Okay. And how about sadness?
Sadness, I would say, is higher. It's like an 8.
Ah, And then guilt.
Because I feel I have guilt. Guilt's probably like a 6.
Okay, go back to what were you going to say about the sadness piece?
Well, the sadness is because I feel I have so much more to offer. And when I'm invisible, then it's harder in my mind, you know, to know, to be able to offer that to people. Because I feel I have a lot of knowledge and things that I can share, experiences. So there's that sadness of not being visible enough to do that.
Got ya. So say this and see if this resonates as true. It's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
Does that feel true at all?
Oh, yes, it does.
How true, 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. So let's tap on this for a bit. So karate chop, even though it's not safe to be visible.
Even though it's not safe to be visible.
There's something unsafe about it.
There's something unsafe about it.
So of course I stay stuck.
So of course I stay stuck.
It's not safe to move forward yet.
It's not safe to move forward yet.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
Even though it's not safe to be visible.
Even though it's not safe to be visible.
I need to protect myself.
I need to protect myself.
And staying invisible does that for me.
And staying invisible does that for me.
Even though I may not like it.
Even though I may not like it.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
Even though it's not safe to be visible yet.
Even though it's not safe to be visible yet.
There's something unsafe about it.
There's something unsafe about it.
I don't like being invisible.
I don't like being invisible.
But I'm uncomfortably comfortable with it.
But I'm uncomfortably comfortable with it.
Because it's familiar.
Because it's familiar.
I accept my feelings now.
I accept my feelings now.
Go to the eyebrow. It's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
There's something unsafe about it.
There's something unsafe about it.
Under the eye. But I want to be visible.
I want to be visible.
Under the nose, I have so much to share.
I have so much to share.
Chin point, and so much to offer.
And so much to offer.
Collarbone, but I have this other conflict.
But I have this other conflict.
Under the arm, it's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
Top head, but I want to be visible.
But I want to be visible.
Eyebrow, this battle in my head.
This battle in my head.
Side of the eye, it's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
Under the eye, but I want to be visible.
But I want to be visible.
Under the nose, until it's safe for me to be visible.
Until it's safe for me to be visible.
Chin point, I might stay in conflict.
I might stay in conflict.
Collarbone, but I want to release this conflict.
But I want to release this conflict.
And I have so much to share.
I have so much to share.
Top of the head, so much to offer.
So much to offer.
Eyebrow, so much life experience.
So much life experience.
Side of the eye, and I want to help others.
And I want to help others.
Under the eye, what if?
What if?
I know, there are people out there.
There are people out there.
Chin point, waiting for me.
Waiting for me.
Collarbone, and just exactly what I have to offer.
And just exactly what I have to offer.
Under the arm, and I need to be visible.
And I need to be visible.
Top of the head, to reach them.
To reach them.
Eyebrow, what if they're waiting for me?
What if they're waiting for me?
Side of the eye. And I'm readying myself.
And I'm readying myself.
Anya, to release this conflict.
to release this conflict.
I know, so I can be visible.
So I can be visible.
Chin point, and let go.
And let go.
Collarbone, of it being unsafe to be visible.
Of it being unsafe to be visible.
Under the arm. I can do this.
I can do this.
Tap the head one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Okay, take a deep breath. Anything with that?
Yeah, what came up was being judged. If I'm visible. And also you mentioned something about protecting myself. Because I feel maybe that I wasn't always protected. So that gives me that sense of protection.
Right. Yes. And it's so interesting, Chris, this whole, you know, like maybe I wasn't protected or it's not safe to be visible. And I've said this many times before, it can be as innocuous as a little girl walks into the room with her new party dress on and her parents are in the room and there's family in the room and she's like, hey, look at me. You know how kids are. And the parents might be involved in the conversation and it's just like, hey, honey, nope, we don't have time for that right now. And what a kid could potentially download is, oh, here I was being visible and it's not safe. It can be a trauma with a big T, and it can be a trauma with a little T. Where we learn to like, oh, it's not safe to do that. You know, here I was, I want to show my party dress. So let's go back to that protection piece and the being judged. So even in that situation, that one that I just said, you know, one I came up with, a child would have this sense of downloading, wow, I just, you know, a feeling of judgment. Even though they might not cognitively know it, it's like, whoa. So they'll pull back. You know, the fear pulls them back. And then this idea of protecting myself, which came up for you, is like, you know, maybe I really wasn't protected. So just check, is there a good statement that comes to your mind with that? Or if not, I can come up with one about it. Like, I didn't feel protected. Does that feel true?
Yeah. Yeah, in some cases I did not feel protected.
Right.
I didn't feel safe. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what's the emotion behind? Like, sometimes I didn't feel protected.
You know, now it's a sadness. It's still that sadness.
And how high is that sadness?
Put it at a 7.
Okay. So just go to the karate chop. Even though I feel this sadness.
Even though I feel this sadness.
I think the little girl in me is sad.
I think the little girl in me is sad.
She didn't feel protected at times.
She didn't feel protected at times.
And that was sad for her.
And that was sad for her.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings now.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings now.
Even though I have this sadness.
Even though I have this sadness.
That I've carried around a long time.
That I've carried around a long time.
About not being protected.
About not being protected.
And possibly being judged.
And possibly being judged.
I accept my feelings.
I accept my feelings.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Even though I have this sadness.
Even though I have this sadness.
And this need to protect myself now.
And this need to protect myself now.
Because I didn't feel protected back then.
Because I didn't feel protected back then.
I accept myself and my feelings now.
I accept myself and my feelings now.
Go to the eyebrow. All this sadness.
All this sadness.
Side of the eye. The sadness around not being protected.
The sadness around not being protected.
I mean, sometimes I didn't feel protected.
Sometimes I didn't feel protected.
Under the nose. And I don't want to be judged.
And I don't want to be judged.
Chin point. I've felt judged before.
I felt judged before.
Collarbone, and not accepted.
And not accepted.
Unarmed. So it makes sense I feel sadness.
So it makes sense that I feel sadness.
Top of the head, the sadness around being judged.
The sadness around being judged.
Eyebrow, the sadness about not feeling protected.
The sadness about not feeling protected.
Side eye, it was safer to be invisible.
It was safer to be invisible.
Under the eye, it makes sense that I feel sad.
And it makes sense that I feel sad.
Under the nose, and I acknowledge this sadness.
And I acknowledge this sadness.
Chin point, I acknowledge my sadness.
I acknowledge my sadness.
Collarbone, and I'm saying it out loud.
And I'm saying it out loud.
On an arm, so I can free myself.
So I can free myself.
Topped head, from the sadness that keeps me stuck.
From the sadness that keeps me stuck.
Okay, take a deep breath. Check in on the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feel now? Where, how would you rate it?
A 5.
Okay, so it's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Just that
mm-hmm.
it's so. Say this statement again. It's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
How true?
It doesn't feel as. I mean, it feels like a 6, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Feels better.
Okay. So let's tap through this one more time on that, you know, the this, because this is so key, Chris, you know, for all of us. It's like, you know, that being visible, because as you step into this, you know, more and more into this world and that being visible, and obviously, you know, you want to go out and you want to help people, and obviously there's a visibility component with that. So it makes sense when we don't feel safe or we're afraid of being judged or anything. Of course, you know, I don't have my niche. That more of the core piece of that is, I'm afraid to be judged. And it shows up. It's like the way I think of it is like procrastination, almost like, yeah, I'm going back and forth in my niche and I'm going to stay stuck in that, because then you stay in limbo and you don't have to move forward. And we're doing that to protect ourselves. So we always have a valid reason. And often people are like, you know, we go immediately to judgment. Oh, see, I'm staying stuck. And it's really, the more I do this work, the more it's about acceptance, 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 acceptance. If we're not moving forward into something, we have a valid internal reason as to why we're not doing that. And that we want to honor that. And then the tapping part, so we honor it through the tapping and then help reduce the charge on that so that we can, like, hey, I'm going to take a step forward. Oh, there's some fear. Okay, I tapped through that. Take another step forward. Oh, I have something else coming up. And I've said this before, and I believe that's what, like, highly successful people that we see in the world, in the worldly way that we see that or we judge that, I believe they've just figured out whatever their system is for feeling fear and getting themselves through it. And we have this amazing tool of tapping, like, ooh, okay, I've got this fear, so now I can deal with it. So just let's go back and just go to the karate chop. Even though I have this remaining belief.
Even though I have this remaining belief.
That it's still not safe yet to be visible.
That it's still not safe yet to be visible.
I could be judged.
I could be judged.
And that would suck for me.
And that would suck for me.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
Even though I have this remaining belief.
Even though I have this remaining belief.
And it's valid for me.
And it's valid for me.
It's not safe to be visible yet.
It's not safe to be visible yet.
I could be judged.
I could be judged.
I probably will be judged.
I probably will be judged.
And I need to protect myself.
And I need to protect myself.
So I should stay invisible.
So I should stay invisible.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
Even though it's not safe to be visible.
Even though it's not safe to be visible.
I could be judged.
I could be judged.
Who wants to be judged?
Who wants to be judged?
That sucks to feel judged.
That sucks to feel judged.
I acknowledge and accept my feelings now.
I acknowledge and accept my feelings now.
And go to the eyebrow. It's not safe.
It's not safe.
Side of the eye. I don't want to be visible.
I don't want to be visible.
And I could be judged.
I could be judged.
And I probably will be judged.
I probably will be judged.
Chin point. But I already feel judged.
But I already feel judged.
Collarbone. And I have been judged.
And I have been judged.
So I might as well do something I love.
So I might as well do something I love.
Top that, because I'll be judged anyway.
Because I'll be judged anyway.
Eyebrow, I'll be judged.
I'll be judged.
Side of the eye, and I want to avoid that.
And I want to avoid that.
Under the eye, I'll be judged.
I'll be judged.
Under the nose, so what?
So what?
Chin point, I already am judged.
I already am judged.
Collarbone, it's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
Under the arm, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Top head, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Eyebrow, I could be judged.
I could be judged.
Side of the eye, so what?
So what?
I already am judged.
I already am judged.
Under the nose, what if I can embrace being judged?
What if I can embrace being judged?
Chin point, at least they're paying attention.
At least they're paying attention.
Collarbone, I am judged.
I am judged.
And I will be judged.
And I will be judged.
Top of the head, but that says more about them than me.
But that says more about them than me.
Eyebrow, that says more about them than me.
That says more about them than me.
Side of the eye, I will be judged.
I will be judged.
Under the eye, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
Under the nose, because I can protect myself.
Because I can protect myself.
Chin point, because I'm an adult now.
Because I'm an adult now.
Collarbone, and I can protect that little girl I was.
And I can protect that little girl that I was.
Underarm, will probably be judged.
Will probably be judged.
Top the head, so what?
So what?
I can handle it.
I can handle it.
Take a deep breath. How'd that feel?
Wow, that was great. I feel like a 4.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Any
that was really
thought?
Good.
Any random thoughts come up while we were tapping? Anything like, ooh?
No. No. Mm-mm.
Okay, great.
No, that's good.
So let's go back. Just say, it's not safe to be visible.
It's not safe to be visible.
How would you rate it?
You know, it just seems kind of funny now. It's, I don't know, like a 3, a 4,
right.
Because I am visible. It's just, you know, yeah, probably, I'd say a 3.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So to say, I'll be judged.
I'll be judged.
Any emotion around it?
Yeah, it's again, it's kind of funny because it's true. We're always being judged, and we have been judged, you know.
Yeah.
I have, and it'll continue. So it's kind of funny. I would say that's at, like at a 3-4 range.
Okay. All right,
mm-hmm.
Great. Awesome. So let's go back kind of this initial thing. I have to start over.
I have to start over.
How's that feel?
I would say it's a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just say, I'm
still,
not going to find, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's just the unknown is, you know, more,
right.
It's more of that than the other.
Okay.
You know,
so the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now say this, I'm not defined yet.
I'm not defined yet.
It's the not knowing. That was an 8.
That's a 6. I still have more of a charge with that.
Okay.
Defined yet.
All right. So let's do like another 1 or 2 rounds on this. I'm not defined yet. Because that's part of, and you said the word, you know, I have to start over. It's unknown. And so there's this thing about not knowing, which I can tell you myself, just from my own personal experience, especially like, you know, as you let go of a day job and all that stuff, it's like, yeah, there's all kinds of unknown and stepping into something and kind of starting to embrace and be comfortable with the not knowing, which when that's like, I think there's always sort of been this thing societally about, yeah, you know, like we got to know, you know, if it's up to me, or if it's going to be, it's up to me, all these things about like, I've got a track for my life, I've got the plan. I don't think the unknown is often embraced. I'd say if you went to a bunch of entrepreneurs, they'd be like, oh, I'm in the unknown all the time, and it's totally embraced. But in our general world, not so much embraced. So I think there's sort of that societal piece. So let's just do kind of 1 or 2 kind of quick tapping rounds through that. So, okay, even though I'm not defined yet.
Even though I'm not defined yet.
And I don't like feeling that way.
And I don't like feeling that way.
It's the fear of the unknown.
It's the fear of the unknown.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
Even though I am not defined yet.
Even though I'm not defined yet.
That's just true.
That's just true.
But that will come with time.
But that will come with time.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
Even though I don't have my niche defined yet.
Even though I don't have my niche defined yet.
I'm still figuring it out.
I'm still figuring it out.
But I will figure it out.
But I will figure it out.
I accept myself and my feelings anyway.
I accept myself and my feelings anyway.
Go to the eyebrow. I'm not defined yet.
I'm not defined yet.
Side of the eye, I should know by now.
I should know by now.
Under the eye, says who?
Says who?
Under the nose, I've just started working with people.
I've just started working with people.
Chin point, what if I'll figure it out?
What if I'll figure it out?
Collarbone, the more I work with people.
The more I work with people.
And what if it's okay?
What if it's okay?
Top it, not to know my niche yet.
Not to know my niche yet.
Eyebrow, how could I know yet?
How could I know yet?
Sadi, I don't know what sings to me yet.
I don't know what sings to me yet.
Under the eye, but what if?
But what if?
I know, by working with more people.
By working with more people.
Chin point, and keeping it general.
And keeping it general.
Collarbone, I'll figure out my niche.
I'll figure out my niche.
And then it'll come from inside me.
And then it'll come from inside me.
Top head, because I'll know what works for me.
Because I'll know what works for me.
Eyebrow, I'll know the work I want to do.
I'll know the work I want to do.
Side of the eye, and the work I don't.
And the work I don't.
On the eye, and the only way I'll find that out.
And the only way I'll find that out?
Anos, is by trying it out.
Is by trying it out.
Chin point, and trying different things.
And trying different things.
Collarbone, I bet I can figure it out that way.
I bet I can figure it out that way.
Anos, that takes the pressure off a little bit.
That takes the pressure off a little bit.
Tophead, I'll figure it out as I go.
I'll figure it out as I go.
Eyebrow, who says I have to know it right now?
Who says I have to know it right now?
Side of the eye, what if as I work with more people?
What if as I work with more people?
And I'll work with anyone right now.
And I'll work with anyone right now.
And I'll figure out what works for me and what doesn't.
I'll figure out what works for me and what doesn't.
Chin point, what if that's the best way to figure it out?
What if that's the best way to figure it out?
collarbone, and then there's so much less pressure around it.
And then there's so much less pressure around it.
And I will figure this out.
I will figure this out.
Top that, I always do.
I always do.
Take a deep breath. How'd that feel?
That was empowering. That felt great. It was just a big relief.
That's awesome.
It is.
I know. If I could tell you a funny story, Chris, when I first started working with Carol, I went in and I was like, oh, my God, I've got to have products. I was like on this path. I've got to have products put together. And she was very sweet about it. She's just like, okay. And then at one point she's like, Marty, I think you're kind of getting ahead of yourself. Like, you haven't even worked with enough people yet to figure out what it is. And it was like, whoa, I should have had a V8. I was like, oh, my God, that's right. I was putting all this pressure on myself to do something I wasn't even ready to do. And then, like, for me, I've been doing this, as it keeps going, I always kind of had this general idea of what I wanted to do, but it's gotten more and more and more fine-tuned as I've worked with more people. And I've worked with all different kinds of stuff with people. And that's been kind of the exciting, exploratory part of it, is from that, doing that. And then my business coach, she changed her niche 5 different times. She was like, I just realized I was trying to push myself into a niche too quickly. And sometimes that's counterintuitive.
Yeah, and it goes back to what you said earlier. It goes back to what you said earlier about it being the unknown. You have to allow that to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's so uncomfortable.
Yes.
And very often not supported in our just get it done kind of society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people putting their children in special schools when they're 5, you know, to direct their path. It's like, okay, wait, like let's leave something up to chance here and figure it out as we go.
Right.
So. How are you feeling overall? We have about 2 minutes left, so I just want to check in with you if there's anything we need to kind of do a quick tapping around on.
You know what? I feel great, and I have much more clarity, and I'm more at ease, and I just feel more grounded, and it's great.
Awesome. Now say
it's
this.
It's great.
I'm not defined yet.
I'm not defined yet.
How's that feel?
It feels okay. I accept it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's also exciting because it's, what will it be?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, it's like, it's out there waiting for me and I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with me on this call today and really being, you know, being out there and putting that out there. It's really appreciated. So if anyone wants to get a hold of you to do some EFT with you, how can they do that?
They can email me at christinelees@hotmail.com. That's christinelees, as in Sam, @hotmail.com. Or call me at 816-809-4212. My website is not up yet, but those are the best ways to contact me.
Awesome.
And
thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for all of your great coaching and guidance, and it's an awesome, awesome program. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you soon. Take good care.
All right. You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download career coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.